A Love Letter by Carmen Kennedy. Introduction. I've mostly kept the guilt that followed me up to and after the day my aunt entered the home to myself, and the notes that eventually turned into the narrative resting on these pages, glib ruminations on the humanity I found in the Alzheimer's wing of a Campbell, California nursing home. It was my first encounter with neurodegenerative diseases, specifically Alzheimer's, and it was the first time I dealt with institutions that served patients with dementia, people who I've chosen to name quite differently in this recollection, and whose stories I have rewoven into memories that are bound to someday disappear. Introspection. I wanted to be careful about mischaracterizing what I'd witnessed at the nursing home as trauma. It didn't fit what people associate with the level of harm we'd often associate with trauma. The clap of gunshot, the threat of violence, assault, terror. No, what I recall about the disease and the institution was far from these, but nevertheless jarring. There was something quintessentially horrific about the way dementia consumed identities, memories, and everything that tethered a person to purpose and people and joy. I feared its isolation, the mental and physical state in which it trapped its victims, like a purgatory of sorts that dared me to engage the souls it ensnared. So, I found myself braving my racing heart on the lead up to each nursing home visit and fighting depression with each goodbye. Impetus. I'm inspired as more narratives of people long silenced by the documented world appear in creative nonfiction and other genres. Boundaries are blurring between art, pure expression, and anthropology, researching myths of humanity and the origins of humankind. I believe the narrative synthesis of these two allows artists like me to not only illustrate time, place, and setting, but the thoughts and feelings of characters, and specifically with nonfiction, the thoughts, feelings, and experiences of real people. In fact, my impetus for using a mix of narrative, prose, and verse has been to explore language and complicated characters and truths with potential to lead us to clearer historical and contemporary understandings. Impact. I wanted to address this impetus with a love letter, lending my unvarnished lens in the spirit of critics like Stuart Hall, activists like Sonia Sanchez, and scholars like Harriet A. Washington, whose work I admire and see as essential to any discussion on well-being. I also wanted to contextualize institutionalized long-term or palliative care, ostensibly one in the same. These are systems predestined to profit off an infinite supply of the old and infirmed. They are hardwired to be self-sustaining and detrimental to ecosystems of patients, families, and caregivers. They use reductionist tactics that dehumanize and target individuals for profit based on age, health, economics, and implicitly race. A love letter is therefore where I write back to all this by recording a few personal moments in the daily lives of some of the real people these systems consume. A love letter should make you feel uncomfortable while it inspires your active support for newly imagined forms of universal, comprehensive care that's free for all of us.